It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And all week we've been talking about getting the house guest ready for the holidays. Today we brought along our favorite ideas for getting organized.
Yes, so often we just move the clutter from one place to another when we're cleaning, which doesn't take care of the problem. Besides making your house look messy, too much stuff can also be emotionally draining.
That's right. We like what organizer Holly Shacklett says. She says, everything you own owns a little piece of you, so less is more.
Oh, love that. Once again, our readers like Holly have the most awesome tips. Angela suggested we all join her in a 40 bags in 40 days project. You just take an empty plastic bag and each day you fill it up with things you no longer use or need, a bag a day. Your house will look better and you'll be able to donate your extra stuff to charity, which is great around the holidays.
Yes, and I'm a huge believer in the landing pad. Mine is right outside the back door in our garage. The kids drop their backpacks and coats and shoes off at these cubbies and hooks that are there so they don't bring all that chaos into the house every day.
Great idea. Reader Erin says she likes to buy a new focal point, like a great piece of art or beautiful pillows, to motivate her to clean and get organized. Once you get started, that forward momentum can inspire you to tackle the whole room.
And what about closets? Now, hopefully your guests won't be looking in there, but we all know they snoop around sometimes. And I know it makes me feel better if my closets are somewhat in order.
Yes, I definitely need to do some closet organizing. Well, thanks for listening today. And remember, if you missed any of these organizing ideas, you can find them on our website, nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.